We are up to Simin Reish Tzadiches, and we will be doing the first three Si'ifim. Varach al haner borei miorei ha'esh im yeshlo. We make a bracha borei miorei on a ner, if one has one. The reason why we say borei miorei ha'esh matzoi Shabbos has nothing to do with Havdalah. That is because Adam HaRishon discovered fire on Matzoi Shabbos. He rubbed two flints together and he got fire. Now on Matzoi Yom Kippur, there it's part of Havdalah. Because Yom Kippur is different from all other Yom Tovim, in that on Yom Kippur, there's an Isser to use fire. Bishul is Asser. On all the other Yom Tovim it is. To show that Yom Kippur is different, the Havdalah of Yom Kippur, we show that up until now we couldn't use fire, and now we can. So on Matzoi Yom Kippur, it's a chelik of Havdalah. On Matzoi Shabbos, it is just commemorating the discovery of fire by Adam HaRishon on Matzoi Shabbos, and Chazal went and added into Havdalah, but really has nothing to do with Havdalah. Now, the Gemara says, it's a machlokas there, and we paskin, we say borei miorei ha'esh, because of the different colors that you have inside the flame. If someone said Ma'or Ha'esh instead of Mi'orei Ha'esh, like Beshamai, the Bach says you're not even Yotze B'di'evid. What happens if someone said Boro Loshen Ovar? There we hold that you are Yotze B'di'evid. Now why Ein Tzorech L'Achzor Achrav? Why is that you don't have to go looking for it? So we said, because it's not really a Chelek of Avdol, it's just commemorating the discovery of fire. So it's a Zecher. If you don't have one, you don't have one. Says the Mechaber now, Vahani Mil Matzoi Shabbos. There are those who say that on Matzoi Yom Kippur you do have to go out of your way to get one, because on Matzoi Yom Kippur it's actually a chelik of Havdalah. What happens if he did not, someone made Havdalah and he didn't have a candle, so he didn't say Borei Miorei. He can say Borei Miorei the entire Matzoi Shabbos, but Sunday morning it's already too late. Says the Ramah Haga, Mi she'en lo Kos lahavdil kasharoa eish mvaruch alav v'chein habesamim. If somebody does not have a kos to say Avdalah ala kos, he nevertheless has a separate mitzvah of making a bracha barmi areish on the light, as well as barmi nebesamim on besamim. What happens if he's going to get a kos in a few hours, but meanwhile he wants to use candlelight? So he's better off using candlelight to learn by and not making barmi areish and waiting till he gets a kos, so he'll be able to say barmi areish al hakos. The mitzvah in Amuvchar is to use a torch, meaning that you have more than one candle, two things that are burning together. There's a daya that it has to be a ner that was lit specifically for Avdalah, and you don't use the regular light that was lit in the house to light up the house. In the olden days, they had a lantern that we're using for the house. So if you don't have an avuka, don't use that, because it's not nikr that it's for Avdalah. Now, lahalacha, why do you need an avuka? The mitzvah is to make the bracha barmi areish on a lot of light. Lechatchila, it's supposed to be made of shava, it says, of actual beeswax. The Sefer Chassidim asers using something that doesn't smell good. The Mishnah Brewer wants the taina that it's only a ner Shabbos that you couldn't do it, because we're afraid you'll leave the table, you won't want to eat near it. Whereas in Ner Havdalah, he doesn't see a problem with it, really. Except, of course, if you have a lechatchila, then lecover the mitzvah. Why get a Havdalah candle that doesn't smell good? Now, this halacha of the Yesh Omrim that you're supposed to light a special light for Ner Havdalah and not use the one that's made lahoyer on the room, that's all a lechatchila. It's not miyakov according to anybody. Says the Ramana, Hagav ner sheshlo shtei psilos mikre avuka. A candle that has two wicks is called an avuka. Says the Mishnah Brewer, this was referring to a lantern of oil, so each wick is a separate fire. Whereas in our candles, if you take a bunch of wicks, and you twist them together and put them at the center of the candle, the halacha is that is not an avuka, that is a simple ner. In order to make it an avuka, there has to be wax that is separating between the wicks. Only then would we call it an avuka. Also, the Mishnah Brewer brings down the Magen Avraham, who says that even though you're using two separate candles, you have to make sure that the flames touch, the flames actually mix. So it's not that an avuki is not just a bunch of candles. An avuki is more than one candle where the fires, the flames, join to one large flame. Gimel, nogim listakel bekapas liyadayim abat zipper. 9, we look at our fingertips and at the nails. Hagah, v'yesh liras b'tziperne yad yamin, v'lechas hakos b'yad smol. And you're supposed to look at the nails on your right hand and hold the kos in your left hand. So first of all, why is it that that we're looking at our nails in the first place? To begin with, the halacha is that at the time you make the bar mirayish, you have to be close enough to the ner to be able to be nene from it. In mevorach machin ala ner, achi osu lioro. So it has to be that you're so close that you're able to tell the difference between your local currency and a coin of a different country. Therefore, we look at our nails to see the difference between nail and skin. Also, it's a siman bracha for the beginning of the week because nails never stop growing. Another thing is al pi kabbalah, there's a siman in your fingerprints. Further in the Ramah, v'yesh lichvof etzbos l'toch hayad, you should bend the fingers into the hand. Sha'oz ro b'tzipernayim im hakapas v'vasachas. This way you're able to see the tzipernayim and the kaf at once, which means that your palm and your finger and your fingernails should be next to each other. So if you fold your fingers in and you're holding your palm towards yourself, you're going to be able to see your fingernails and your palm all at once. The lo yira pnei etzbo shebifnim, but you don't go looking at the inside of the fingers. So you're covering up the fingers. That means you roll your fingers around your thumb. You look at the nails and your palm, and not at the inside of your fingers. Others are knowing that when they're done, they just turn the hand around and they look at the fingers from above. So the way you do it is you fold your fingers around your thumb. This way you see the nails next to the palm. Then you turn it around and you look at the nails on the outside, but you'll never have seen the insides of your fingers. Yes, yeah, so this is the proper way of making the borei mirayish. And remember, you're supposed to look at this before the bracha is made.